Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, have you ever seen any of these bands in concert? Coldplay, Elton John, U2, Guns N' Roses, or the Rolling Stones? They are the highest grossing rock bands of all time. And we want to know what you thought of the show.
I've been 3 for 5 for me. Was it 2 for 5 for you?
2 for 5 for me.
And 0 for 5 for Danny and Sarah.
206-803-ROCK. Jessica, you're in Everett, but you traveled a great distance to see Guns N' Roses.
I did, yeah. A pretty far distance. I went all the way to Tokyo.
Okay, I saw them in Tacoma, but that's no Tokyo.
Well, to be fair, I didn't go to Tokyo for them. They just happened to be playing there while I was there. And, of course, I had to take advantage. It was amazing.
So, Jessica, you like I do this all the time. Wherever I'm going, like we went to San Diego, I'm like, what bands are playing while we're there? Because how cool. So that and you saw Guns N' Roses playing. Where did they play?
It was actually a festival that was going on. I think a 2-day festival. I only went to the 1 day, but they had all kinds of random bands. Weezer was there. I got to see Weezer. Hoobastank.
Yeah!
Remember that
you.
It was a little while ago, but oh my God, it was so fun.
Worth the money?
So worth the money. Absolutely.
And who was in Guns N' Roses when you saw them? Was it Axl and a bunch of hired hands, or was Slash and Duff part of it as well?
I did see Slash. Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Right on, Jessica.
Steve, in Bellevue, you also saw GNR in the early 90s?
Yeah, that's right. The user tour at the Tacoma Dome. And that was I believe that was all the original members. They may have subbed in Soren on drums,
yes.
But everybody else was there.
Was that the show with Metallica and Faith No More, or was that a different tour?
No, that was a different tour. It was an awesome show. So much so that my buddy Johnny bought a $25 concert shirt, and we were like broke college kids. We lost Johnny, couldn't figure out where he was, found him passed out on my car. He had puked all over the front of his $25 concert shirt and totally puked all over the front of it. And we're like, Johnny, what's up, man? Oh, I was in the pit. I couldn't get out of the pit, so I just puked on myself.
Oh,
well,
no.
That's one way to get out of the pit.
Poor Johnny.
Make room for Johnny.
Dude, I remember paying for a pay-per-view back in the day when they'd have pay-per-views. They would do pay-per-view concerts, and one was for Guns N' Roses during the Use Your Illusion tour, and opening for them was Soundgarden.
Oh,
and it was. I have it on VHS somewhere, so if you ever want to borrow it.
You know I do.
Yeah.
I got a VHS player somewhere. Steven and Everett, you saw 3 out of the 5 bands, just like Steve Miggs. Which 3 did you see?
I've seen Coldplay. I've seen Guns N' Roses, the Hired Hands version.
Okay.
And I saw U2.
And so of those 3, which one was your favorite?
The Coldplay one.
And Stevie is this is our buddy Stevie, Green Bay Packers fan, and you're a massive metalhead, Hatebreed and Megadeth. So for you to say that Coldplay was your favorite of those, that's a testament to how good they are live.
Yeah, the kind of side reason we wanted to go see them, because Fiona Apple was opening.
I saw her at the Moore Theater once, and it was so great.
Absolutely. 206-803-ROCK, if you've ever seen Coldplay, Elton John, U2, GNR, or the Rolling Stones.
And all 5 of them have been seen by our production director, the man, the myth, the legend, the voice of Straight to the Commons, Jason.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Jason. Good morning.
So you've seen all five?
All five. Yeah, Coldplay multiple times, U2 two or three times, Rolling Stones once, Elton John when he was touring with Billy Joel at Wrigley Field, did two nights there, saw that, and then who was the fifth
GNR?
One?
GNR?
GNR, yes. GNR was in a little campground, 4-H fairground in northwestern Illinois with Metallica on a tour in the early 90s, I want to say 94 or 95, in Pecatonica, Illinois, and just a nightmare scenario to get in and get out of there, but...
Like White River.
Worse than White River. Oh, I mean, small town, fairground, worse than White River, but... Phenomenal.
Worth it. If you could go back and see one of those bands one more time of the five, which would you go see again?
Oh, you're going to hate my response to this,
no,
but it's U2. It was after the attacks on 9/11, and they were playing United Center, and they pulled these big drapes up that were linen drapes, and they put every person's name on there as they sang the song Walk On in tribute to everyone who lost their lives on 9/11. And it gives me chills right now talking about it. There was nothing more moving than that moment.
Sure. So that was your favorite of the five?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember seeing that. And that was just incredible what they did there.
And then Coldplay after that, and then Elton John. And, I mean, everyone was great for a different reason. There's not one that I really like over the other, but that experience with U2 at United Center, just chilling.
Yeah. Mm.
Chilling.
206-803-ROCK. Have you seen any of these five bands, Coldplay, Elton John, U2, GNR, or Guns N' Roses? Or the Rolling Stones, excuse me. Chris and Everett, you saw two of the five.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, hey. I saw the Steel... Saw the Steel Wheels tour for the Rolling Stones. It was like 94. They were playing with Guns N' Roses. Can't remember what tour it was, but they came out with Knocking on Heaven's Door. Saw them with In Living Color.
Oh, I remember that tour. Yes.
Yeah, they rock, man.
Yeah, that was Living Color just broke big with Cult of Personality.
Oh, yeah. Bob from Tacoma, you saw U2 at the Paramount, and they got a guy from the crowd to do what?
Well, I was watching him, and a guy from the crowd handed a cassette tape to Bono, and Bono made a statement about how that's how they started, was a garage band handing somebody a tape. And so they pulled him up on stage and handed him a guitar, and they wanted him to play with the band. And the guy just stood there, and they stopped, and Bono asked him what's wrong, and he said, I play the drums. So he hopped on the drum kit, and that kid rocked. It was amazing.
So he played a U2 song with them?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, in a small venue, Paramount. That was in their Surrender tour when they before they really got big and started playing the great big huge venues.
I would have liked to have seen them back in those days, like, you know, Joshua Tree and earlier. I feel like that there were some good U2 songs.
Oh, it was amazing. Probably one of the best concerts that I'll remember the rest of my life.
Bob, did you ever find out if that guy, did his band make it, the guy with the cassette?
It was Dave Grohl.
Never followed up, never knew who he was.
It was Dave Grohl.
That was his 5 minutes of fame.
And that's Kurt Cobain spotted him and said, you know what, he should be our drummer.